Leg out.
Let's go indeed as we are getting set for second half action as we are here on your home for UIC Flames basketball, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. At the half, the Bradley Braves currently lead the UIC Flames women's basketball team 34-25. About to begin the second half in just a couple of moments. He's Dr. Pete Ferrari. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on this afternoon's broadcast. Taking a look at the stat sheet here overall for the most part. We talked about this a lot. It's kind of a broken record. But Letty Lerma for the Bradley Braves really leading the way on the stats as well.
She's still at only three rebounds total, but hitting 4 for 8 so far from the field. 2 offensive rebounds total for Bradley, but she's played all 20 minutes. You got that type of stamina, and you're the best player on the team. They got to find an answer.
And one of the answers, though, that the Flames have had in that first half was offensive rebounding, as they have that edge 11-2.
11-2 on that offensive end. You may say, well, if it's 11-2, why are the Flames still trailing by 9? It's just the higher percentage shot. UIC overall 8 for 30 total, 2 for 10 from the three-point line. 11 for 26 for Bradley, and free throws, Bradley 10 for 12.
And on the side of it, for the points side of it, for the Flames individually, Brittany Bird, the 5'9 sophomore guard from here locally in Chicago, Illinois, on the previous three-game road trip that the Flames had, she averaged just about 14 points a game, and she's already got 12 here in that one half.
Indeed.
As we get set for the second half between the Braves and your UIC Flames, Pete, your keys to a Flames victory here in the second half to try to turn this around.
Well, we saw the discrepancy between when they decide to play a lot of pass and wait versus drive to the hoop and get the offensive foul. That needs to start right from the onset. We talked about the close fouls that were near midcourt at the conclusion of that second period. I would rather that than wait for the foul to come to you. Be aggressive, get the foul, get the steal. They're one of the top teams in the nation for steals. That shouldn't stop in the second half. That number needs to increase.
Yeah, they only had 2 as Bradley had 3, so they did have that lead in the category of steals for that one half as well. There were a lot of times though where we saw the Flames go for a lot of steals, but the ball didn't really go their way. It ended up going out of bounds, and the ball would stay with the Braves for an inbound pass. So that could be something that can affect it as well.
You have to look at what is going to be your, what's going to be the opportunities given to you over the flow of a game. Their 3 points, they're just not there today. They're 2 for 10. Their mid-range jumper's not too there. We talked about only 8 for 30 from the field. Get to the hoop, get the foul, try to get an and one.
The Bradley Braves in their road red uniforms with the white trim and white numbers, and the UIC Flames in their home white uniforms with the dark blue trim and the dark blue numbers to sport it as well. It'll be the sides going differently now, as it'll be the Flames going right to left on your dial and the Bradley Braves going left to right.
So I want to remind
Nope, go right ahead.
I was just going to say, for all of your social media needs for the UIC Flames, at UIC_WBasketball on Twitter, at UICWBB on Instagram and Facebook, hashtag together as one, hashtag HLWBB.
UIC left to right, Bradley right to left, and the second half underway. Gabrielle Johnson at the top with it, goes to the right with Brittany Bird. And now inside for Tony, and the reverse layup from the right to left. She gets fouled going up forward, and she'll be at the line quickly, 12 seconds into this second half.
Need it. Need to start with aggression, because here's why. Once they start having to crash the runner, then you got the kickout shot for a long-range 2 or even that 3-pointer. Yes, your percentage may not be high right now, but if you end up taking more, then the opportunities are going to be even better.
Tony at the line now for the first of 2 free throws. Her team trails by 9 as we just got underway here for this third quarter. And the first free throw up and good. And as Pete mentioned, it's the start that the Flames could use. And they get on the board with that first free throw, and here comes one more upcoming for the sophomore forward from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she's at 2 for 2 at the line here, 12 seconds into the third.
7-point deficit. Perfect way to start this half.
And bringing this up now for the Flames. Across right to left is Alona Johnson. Alona Johnson now gives it back up to the top of the key for Marker. Little pass trying to shift inside. Left corner shot, no good. Off the hands there from Schluter, and a foul away from the shot. And the foul is going to go against Gabrielle Johnson. It's her first personal, team's first of the half.
you know what, if this comes down to free throws, you got to give the advantage, the advantage to Bradley. But right now you have to, perfect stab at it, but they were able to hold on to it.
Carlston Hamburg with that stab at it for the inbound steal. Braves still control it, though. 9:24 to go here in the third quarter. It's Lerma now at the top, driving left side, through a couple defenders, count the bucket and the foul.
Yeah, you got to tip your hat to that one. That's just being smart and finding the bottom of the net.
And for Lerma now, she's 5 of 9 from the field, and she's at the line now for the and one. 36-27 Braves as they look to go up now in double digits, and they do. 37-27 the score, 9:18 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Emmanuel Carr across the timeline left to right. She goes along the right side, gives that one off there, and an illegal screen called by Emmanuel Carr, an offensive foul against the Flames.
That's tough because you want to stay on the attack. Already three team fouls for UIC.
And it's Johnson now across for the Braves. Up into the front court at the top with it now is Marker. Marker looking to go inside, but Kim. She'll hand that one off to her right for Schluter. Back to Marker again, as they were with only a few feet apart from each other with a spin move and a turnaround shot at the free throw line. Vanessa Marker, and the sophomore, increases her team's lead to 12.
Yeah, that we had a good, we as UIC had a good end of the first half. Second half, not so much thus far after the initial two.
Johnson now to Carlston Hamburg at the top of the key. Looks to her left within. She's going to find Brittany Bird in the left corner. 10 seconds now into the shot clock. Emmanuel Carr calling out the play here with the final seconds ticking down on that shot clock. 5 seconds on it. Carr to Carlston Hamburg. She's going to go for three. It's been blocked. And back come the Braves the other way, and they try to quickly go on a fast break. Right side, right jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for the Braves. And using the glass and successful, Vanessa Marker, 41-27.
If you are UIC, you may need to take a timeout.
And just as you say that, Coach Regina Miller calls that timeout. And a tide quickly turned here for the start of this third quarter as the Braves now go up by 14. Over the Flames, 41-27, where they don't want to go here in the third quarter. We'll be right back on your home for UIC Flames basketball, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest on all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
It's a 41-27 lead for the Bradley Braves over UIC Flames, where they don't want to go here in this third quarter. We're back with you here on your home for UIC basketball, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, alongside the Dr. Pete Ferrari. I'm Ryan Fay with you here inside the UIC Pavilion. A 7-2 start to this third quarter for the Bradley Braves, and we talked about it off of the opening possession. Good start for the Flames. Hasn't been much since.
10 turnovers so far for UIC total in the game. Not the way you necessarily want to start, and they already have a block against them. That block coming from forward Vanessa Marker, with that block on that three-point attempt. You got 9 seconds left in that possession. As we look back to what happened with Emmanuel Carr, you had 9 seconds left in the possession. You have one-on-one isolation. Drive to the lane. Try to get to the line. Instead, you pick up the dribble. You pass to two UIC Flames teammates that were setting a double pick. And next thing you know is you have an ill-advised shot that's blocked.
So the Flames now have possession across the timeline, trailing by 14 with now under 8 minutes to go in the third. Manuka now over to the left wing. And she's trying to call the play for Carlson Hamburg at the top of the key. She's going to go ahead and take the three. And hits off the front of the rim and no good. And chased down it down for the rebound was Charisse Burrell. Now back the other way quickly right to left was Lerma for the Braves. They go to work it inside the paint as they're looking for Markert. Turnaround jumper in the right corner. And the sophomore working well there against Carlson Hamburg.
Everything's falling right now for Bradley. UIC needs to stop that big mo, that being momentum.
With it now, Taylor Toney. The leading scorer really hasn't been heard from much here in this game so far. Emmanuel Carr, after getting the screen from Carlson Hamburg, she'll get it back now for a left wing three. She tries that one for a three again. No good off the front of the rim. Gabrielle Johnson with a rebound offensively.
It's hard when your only shot is your center or power forward having to take a three.
Emmanuel Carr now back up top with it. New shot clock for the Flames. 18 seconds and counting to be exact. Taylor Toney now to the right side. Wanting to go inside with it, but that's one of the things we've seen the Flames have trouble with. As Emmanuel Carr down to the left corner. She's going to try to drive baseline and a block foul. No shot will be counted for that foul. It was made, but it was before the act of shooting. So a foul goes against the Braves for the block. And they will reset out of bounds on the baseline.
Coaching for Bradley still upset about the difference between the charge and the block foul today. Been pretty consistent both ways, though.
That's head coach Andrea Gorski as the left side layup is no good. Offensive rebound, Emmanuel Carr. She's going to take it right back out to reset.
Gorski has dropped the headband.
Bradley head coach Andrea Gorski was previously an associate head coach at SIU Carbondale. As Gabrielle Johnson now goes to the right wing with it for Toney. Driving right side. Back out now for Bird to the right wing. No good. And that one a rebound by Letty Lerma. And the Braves back the other way. Cross-court pass now to the left wing over for Schluter. And a traveling called on Letty Lerma. That's one of the rare mistakes she's made here so far this afternoon. As Ryan Wilkins now will come in for Alona Johnson.
Very rare. Very rare mistake. Lerma having herself a very good day today. As we know, she's one of the top players in Missouri Valley.
Manuel Carr now will bring it across with 6:09 and counting to go in this third quarter. 43-27 Bradley. Now it's Bird, now to the left wing. It's Toney at the top, driving left side. Stops for a moment, now back to Carlson Hamburg, and she's going to be called for the travel. Back-to-back travel calls here in back-to-back possessions.
I'm intrigued as to what the offensive mindset is right now for UIC. Carlson Hamburg, again, one of your forwards, really playing at that three-point line in the past few possessions, takes the pump fake but then walks with it.
And we have a timeout called by Coach Andrea Gorski and the Braves. They want to set something up here, up by 16 with 5:59 to go here in this third quarter. I believe it was a 30-second timeout that was called, so we'll stick with it here on the broadcast.
Again, it just seems that the coaches right now are just talking themselves, giving the players a breather. I think they're just trying to figure out what needs to happen on the defensive side, because it's as we noted, Ryan, very different look having your bigs play at the top of the key.
And one of the things we're noticing about the Flames as well, they don't have Teodora Zagorak, their leading rebounder. She's still been dealing with the right-hand injury she suffered in the game back on December 10th against Fort Wayne. So you're losing 6'3 size right there in the paint. And that's been a big factor as to the rebounding categories for the Flames in the last few games being down a bit in the box score.
That it is. We want to remind everybody today this game, as all home women's and men's NCAA games for the UIC Flames, powered by the Illinois Media School. Be on radio, be on TV, beonair.com. If you ever thought about working in radio or television, calling play-by-play like Ryan or myself, go to beonair.com. Campus, mere footsteps away from here at the UIC Pavilion.
Yeah, we are about, what are we, 5 city blocks away? Not even, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's a quick drive from our ChicagolandSportsRadio.com stations here to the UIC Pavilion. As again, the Bradley Braves have a 16-point lead over your UIC Flames. 43-27 with 5:59 to go here in this third quarter. And the leading scorer for the UIC Flames in Taylor Toney on the season, she's only got 2 points.
Yeah, well, and that tells you something. That tells you the ineffectiveness of the offensive attack. Right now, UIC still 8-for-35 overall. They are at 22% for the game. And that's telling you that you know, how can you score otherwise? This is the second time we're bringing this up in today's game. You shot in the first period 18%. You jumped to 35.7 in the second. You're 0 for 5 in the third. You have not made a shot yet in the third. Your points are coming off free throws. Try to get to the line. Go to the line until you exhaust that option and can't do anything else.
And that was one of the things in the opening possession. We thought maybe that was going to be the tone that was set, but we haven't seen anything similar to that since the opening possession of the second half. So both teams now will come out of that timeout called by the Bradley Braves just a moment ago. And timeout called by Andrea Gorski in her first season with the Braves, previously an associate head coach for three seasons down at SIU Carbondale. As we get play back underway, the Braves inbound across the other way and saving that from going out of bounds there. Nicely done to keep it in with Schluter. Now it's Wilkins now working to the left side for Schluter again. Now over there is Burrell working in the paint. Turnaround shot, front of the rim, no good from the hands there of Marker.
I can only imagine what the score would be if UIC at least wasn't dominating the boards thus far.
A good point indeed as Emmanuel Carr to the right side goes in to the paint for Johnson. Now Laura Litchfield, who's into the game now for the Flames, works it back to the top of the key for Taylor Toney. Now to the right wing it goes over now to Brittany Bird. Bird now working to Johnson. Johnson with the right floater. A little strong on that one, no good. Rebound by Lerma.
Things just aren't falling today for the Flames.
Wilkins back across the timeline, right to left the other way. Guarded by Brittany Bird. Ryan Wilkins looking for the screen. Said she'll give that one off to Marker. Marker now works it, and a steal attempt, and it's successful for Emmanuel Carr. Back the other way. Floats one up off the right side, and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Marker.
You got to appreciate the great effort, though, to get the steal. Find the lanes, watch the eyes, watch the vision. Just got to go up strong instead of trying to pull up for the short range, too.
Flames one of the top stealing teams in the country. And a whistle and a contact foul will go against the Flames and Brittany Bird. It is the fourth team foul of the quarter. And that's her first personal.
Close call. All I could say is close call on that one. But right now you have four team fouls on UIC. And think about it. It started as a very quick three at the early onset of the third period.
Wilkins at the top with it. As going in to her right side, she goes down to the corner for Burrell. Burrell now trying to go back towards the top. She does to Marker. They go inside for Lerma. Into the paint. Right-handed layup. Right side off the glass. Counted and the foul. She'll go to the line.
Yeah, you have Taylor Toney trying to talk to the official, following her from the baseline all the way past the three-point line, trying to get an explanation. And no having it. She's going to the line.
Kiki Bynes now back into the game for the Flames. Melita Emmanuel Carr takes a seat. Lerma at the line for her and one. Letty Lerma with a very impressive performance today through two and a half quarters, and she makes the and one. And it is 46-27 Bradley with 4:28 to go in the third. Litchfield now across left to right, and she goes to the right corner, out of the top of the key for Gabrielle Johnson. Johnson now becomes the screen, gives it off to Brittany Bird, driving right side, and she lost control of that one. Lerma with the steal. Back the other way for Wilkins, and a two-on-one.
Oh.
And a steal by Bird, and a... They're going to call that Kiki Bynes was on the baseline when she got the ball back. That's a turnover. It's great basketball.
I had a good vantage point, Ryan. It was close, but the officials, that's why you have a baseline official.
So the baseline inbound now will go to the Braves. So a very quick turnaround there after what looked like it was a great defensive sequence. Not to say that it wasn't, but it didn't pay dividends for the Flames. And they'll confirm everything over at the scorer's table. As checking in is Tyler Lampley for the Flames as Taylor Toney takes a seat. Looks like the shot clock had to be adjusted. 27 seconds now on the shot clock. 4:11 left to go in gameplay of this third quarter.
This place about to blow. Kesha.
You have won musical trivia for the afternoon. Thank you.
You know what I do? I try to be diverse. You know, we had one of our graduates of the Illinois Media School on-air host from Power 92, G-Ski, yesterday as a guest speaker.
Oh.
So that was good to see him again. I try to keep diverse in the musical selections.
As Wilkins on the right side, and that's a double dribble.
I do appreciate UIC when three out of the five players for UIC do the double dribble signal with the official.
Everybody on three. As Kiki Bynes will bring it up across now after that Braves turnover. Under 4 minutes to go in the third. 46-27, Bradley. Nice move there from Bynes, driving left side. We get a whistle and a foul as it'll be going against Ryan Wilkins. And that is the third team foul, and it's her second personal.
Good play, smart play. Try to see where the gap was, took advantage of it.
Baseline inbound for the Flames. Bynes inbounds it. It'll go to Bird to the left side. She was in the far left corner, and she'll reset at the top of the key for Kiki Bynes. 3:43 to go here in the quarter. Bynes being guarded there by Schluter. Bynes driving left side, takes the contact, falls down.
It's going to be a jump.
And no, they're going to call a foul there on Annika Schluter. So going to the line now to shoot two will be Kiki Bynes.
Yeah, it was a close play. The arms must have slipped a bit in order to call for the foul.
Kiki Bynes now at the line for the first of two. And the first one is nothing but net.
The drought ends. Much needed ending to that after the first two initial free throws to start the third. At the line again.
Emily Eschew now in for the Braves. Annika Schluter takes a seat. Bynes now back at the line to shoot the second of two free throws. The second one is up, and it hits off the left side of the rim and no good. Lerma with the rebound, and a wrestle for it there. Lerma, it was almost going to be a jump ball call, but she comes away with it.
Yeah, you got to follow through, however.
And not following through for that shot was Charisse Burrell. As back the other way in a two-on-two, it's Bird and Bynes has to come out and reset along the left side. Now it's Gabrielle Johnson now working to the right over there for
screen
Bird.
Screen and go.
And they don't use the screen as Bird now goes back to Bynes along the left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 3:05 to go on the game clock in the quarter. Bynes at the top drives right side. Takes the contact. No good,
good
off the
rebound.
Back of the backboard. The shot clock did not reset. Ball didn't hit the rim. And the Braves will control it back the other way.
I love the offensive nature of Johnson. It hasn't fallen for her today.
Now to the right side is Markert into the paint with a jump pass inside. Shot no good. They're a little strong from Burrell. Now up back the other way, it's Bird. Bird into the paint. Hits the floor kind of hard, and she takes the contact from Markert. And Bird will go to the line now for two.
They haven't scored in the third on an actual shot. It's all been at the free throws. You do whatever's necessary at this point. We're seeing them dominate the boards offensively and defensively. If they're even close to 30%, it could be a tied game right now.
That was Markert's third personal, team's fifth. And Bird back at the line shooting two. The first rainbow free throw up and good.
As she likes to get a good arc. You know, she played skee ball at Chuck E. Cheese.
As we all probably once did as a child.
It was Showbiz Pizza back in my time, hashtag old.
Chelsea Brockman into the game for the Braves. Bird 2 for 2 at the charity strike.
I'm going to say the same thing I did at the end of the second period. Let's try to get it to 10. We've got 2.5 minutes to do so. We need a 6-0 rally. Let's try to get that into the fourth period, make it nice and close.
Right wing back of the rim three is no good from Eschew, and the ball taken away. By Lampley in a 3-on-2, right corner. It's Litchfield. Inside pass for Gabrielle Johnson. Turnaround is good.
There we go. Oh, I like the flow of this game right now.
Gabrielle Johnson with a turnaround two. And the deficit cuts to 14. And the press being shown here by the Flames.
That's a soft press, but it's enough to make Bradley have to think. Takes a little bit of that shot clock. Almost a jump. Ooh, that was almost an offensive foul.
Yeah, it looks like almost a push there off the left hand from Wilkins. We play on.
She's playing with one hand right now. She's keeping that hand behind her back. And it looks like we have a foul on UIC. It looked like Bird.
And they do indeed call it on the sophomore. And that's her second. And we are in the bonus effect now for the remainder of the quarter with 1:47 to play.
Brian, what kind of shoes would you wear if you were on the court today?
Jordans.
Okay.
But that's just me.
That was quick.
First free throw of this bonus is up and good, courtesy of number 15, Emily Eschew. Local pride from the western suburbs of Naperville, Illinois, Bennett Academy.
I was always more of an Adidas basketball shoe guy, but that, you know, personal preference.
Right. Playing in the leagues as a kid, I always had Jordans or Nikes. As the second free throw is good.
And also, early on in the youth days, I was a Reebok guy with the original pumps.
There you go. As up across the timeline, defensively, Wilkins called for the foul as Bynes was bringing it up left to right. And because the bonus in effect for both teams, Bynes now at the line. So a mistake there from Wilkins. She was trying to be aggressive defensively in the backcourt. Bynes now at the line for the first free throw with 101 seconds to play in the third quarter. First one is up and good.
I like it.
It's been a matter of, in this quarter, it appears that the offense of USC has been there, but they just haven't been able to get a certain amount of stops.
Oh, I mean, they're getting shots off, and they're getting clean shots off, and they're getting close shots, close and clean shots off. They're just not falling. That's why I said if you get it within 10, you have four more points to get it within 10 going into the fourth. You know, the percentages most more times than not, Ryan, work themselves out, and they could do that in this fourth period.
Wilkins now to the right side there for Lerma. Lerma, that
good
one almost poked
play.
Away by Bynes. Now to the left corner, Wilkins driving into the paint.
Good
centers
block.
Up, and Litchfield with the block, and she comes away with it. It's a 3-on-1. Litchfield to her left side for Bird. Left side layup, no good. A little strong, but a foul called on the Braves. And it'll be Bird going to the line 4-2 as the foul will go against Chelsea Brockman, the freshman.
Brockman playing aggressive today. There might be a sub for her right now. I mean, that was rough. That was a hard hit to the back.
Looks like Chelsea Burrows set to check back in. Tyler Lampley at the line.
I love the pace UIC's pushing right now. I love it.
First free throw good there from Lampley. As Alana Johnson comes in. As Burrell also comes in along. It's like a hockey line change. Vanessa Marker will come in too. As Brockman and Eshu take a seat. Along with Ryan Wilkins. And the second one off the front of the rim gets the friendly rolling
two
in.
Two more UIC. Two more.
48-36 our score. Braves lead by 12. As we approach the 1 minute mark to go here in the third quarter.
Getting close with those push-offs.
That's Johnson up across the timeline, right to left, guarded there by Kiki Bynes. To the right side it goes. Into the paint for Lerma.
Ooh.
And a foul will go on the Flames as that's going to go on Lampley.
You know what, though? I would rather that send her to the line, make her earn those two, than give her a quick underneath shot. Ryan, it's not even the third. This second half of the third, this team we've seen has been different than what we've seen all day.
Lerma makes the first of two, and it's now 49-36 Bradley over your UIC Flames with 49.7 seconds remaining in the quarter. Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound by Lampley. It's Bynes now across, left to right. And she'll go up along the right side, and a kick ball. That'll go against Johnson.
At least it wasn't a trip.
We don't need any more Grayson Allen moments. As Litchfield inbounds in front of her own bench to Bynes. Bynes, thought about driving right side, stops, and gets through with a nice move and a nice layup.
Smooth.
And quickly, though, back the other way, a floater, no friendly roll, offensive rebound, and a putback from Charisse Perel.
Let's get a two or a three. Let's get it to that 10. Come on, Flames, come on.
Shot clock turned off, 17 seconds and counting. It's Johnson almost lost it. She was trying to get it to Litchfield. Now she will.
They're holding on for the last.
Under 10 seconds now to Kiki Bynes, being guarded by Johnson. 5 seconds, using the screen. Bynes at the top of the key. She's going to pull up for the three. Back of the rim, no good. And the third quarter ends with that missed three.
I don't mind that last shot. There was good rotation. Bradley was going to not let her drive as it was the trend of the end there. So very good job. Right now you have Bradley's coaches saying, you have to be the ones going aggressive. Stop trying to just pop up for a short range two.
We go to the fourth quarter with the Bradley Braves leading by 13, 51-38. We are on tap for an exciting fourth quarter. Come back for it right here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, KISS FM. I bring all that here and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like, and just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
Chicagoland Sports Radio is your home for all the latest Chicago sports news. CSR is not only the home to the most entertaining and informative shows in Chicago, but covers all the top college and high school games as well. Big guests and bigger personalities, this is your home for the greatest debates in sports. Broadcasting live from State Street in the South Loop. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Yes!
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
About to begin the fourth quarter as the Bradley Braves lead the UIC Flames 51-38 as we begin the final 10 minutes of regulation. Glad you're with us on your home for UIC Flames basketball, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Alongside the Doctor, Pete Ferrari, I'm Ryan Fay with you here inside the UIC Pavilion. And you talked about the aggressiveness that we need to see from the Flames. That needs to obviously continue into this fourth quarter. And
42.5% is what Bradley is shooting for the game, with a 42.9 mark in the third. UIC shot a 14.3% in the third. Now, we say the games usually balance out. That needs to happen here in the fourth. Bradley doesn't have this staunch defense where UIC is being smothered. The shots aren't falling. They need to fall here in the fourth, early and often. UIC is not out of this.
Braves with the possession to start the fourth quarter. Up 51-38. It's been a quiet day for the leading scorer of the Flames, Taylor Toney, as Emmanuel Carr, along with Bird, have been kind of leading the way for the Flames in the backcourt. Underway for this fourth quarter. Johnson with it, guarded by Kiki Bynes. And a steal there from Lampley. That's the way to start it defensively. Lampley in a three-on-two. She takes it herself with a behind-the-head pass.
Oh, that was almost over the back, too.
And Bynes went up for the layup, but it was no good. Quickly back the other way. The Flames answer, or I should say the Braves answer, and they now go up 53-38. As Litchfield will go inside to Johnson. Johnson now swings it to the left side, driving, baseline layup. Off the back of the rim to the front of the rim, no good.
I mean, we've had three, if you include the two rebounds initially. We've had 3 point blank misses for the Flames thus far here at the onset of this fourth.
It's Wilkins at the top, now goes to her left for Burrell inside, and Larma called for her second travel of this half.
Yep, shuffled the feet.
And we'll get a substitution now for the Flames as Taylor Toney comes in for Brittany Burr. As Johnson will inbound it, and it'll go into Bynes to bring it up across the timeline left to right. 8:57 and counting to go in the fourth. 53-38 Bradley over UIC. Misplay off the pass, and it's Charisse Burrow going the other way. She waits for the rest of her teammates in red to come back, and she does.
Not only is it the shooting percentage, the clock is not on the side of the Flames right now.
Lerma driving, and it's a live ball. Burrow keeps it in play.
Wow.
It goes into Wilkins driving in, and now a foul call. She went out for the driving layup.
That was just smart. Court awareness by Bradley. I mean, you had Lerma think she was going to get the foul. She just stopped to shoot, and nobody touched her. Air ball. Bradley then aware enough to say, oh, that wasn't a foul. Let's get it and turn it around.
First free throw good there from Alona Johnson, as Tyra Carlston-Hamburg now will come into the game for Gabrielle Johnson. And Johnson now at the line to shoot the second of two. First one was good. Second one was a miss. And
oh, big board.
A big rebound from Letty Lerma.
She might not break the record today, but...
look out there, yeah. And as that pass was thrown out to the far side, and a couple kids sitting courts, I didn't know the ball was coming towards them, and it's Flames basketball. 8:26 to go here in the fourth. 54-38, Braves.
As of now, if our stats are right, tied for 10th all-time. One more board should move into the top 10.
Lampley with the free throw line floater, no good. And the Braves take control. And it's Johnson with it once again, across right to left, over to the front court. She uses the screen, goes to her left with it, with a pass, sneaking baseline was Burrell. Back to Johnson, now swinging over to the right wing. It goes now to Schluter with the floater up and in.
Pretty stroke. Pretty stroke.
56-38 Braves. Now it's Bynes to the right side. Bynes trying to use the screen, goes to her right, drives in, and the layup no good, rolls out. Johnson back the other way for the Braves. Now to her left side, two on one, and Lerma with the easy right side layup as it's a 20-point lead for the Bradley Braves.
Yeah, good eye by Lerma, just dishing when the defense approached.
Litchfield at the top of the key with it. Now to Carlson Hamburg, now to the left corner, Kiki Bynes. 7:15 to go, and Bynes puts up a, seems like a, not a high percentage opportunity three. She airmailed it, it was too strong, went out of play, but the ball deflected off of the Braves, so it'll still remain Flames basketball. As Chelsea Brockman comes back in now for Vanessa Markert. As the Flames inbound with 7:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Still trailing by 20, and the shot there is no good from Taylor Toney. And we get a whistle as the ball went out of play. And it'll be Braves basketball as Lerma gets a much deserved rest.
Well, like I said, based on our analysis, she's either tied or may have just broken into the top 10.
Delamuth now in for Lerma. As Johnson has it at the top, guarded by Emmanuel Carr. Now to the right side, going into the paint, and Lampley going to get called for the foul inside. As Burrow's going to go in for the layup. And that's her third personal and the team's second of the quarter.
Yeah, full 20-point lead now. For Bradley, they just had that little run that UIC hasn't had an answer for, because Bradley hasn't pushed the pace all game. UIC not expecting that. Oh, good.
And it's Burrow with a nice little fake inside along the right side of the paint for the layup, 60-38 Braves. Mishandle there from Toney right underneath the basket, able to keep it in play, though, and back out to Emmanuel, or I should say that's Bird. Long three, no good.
Yeah, Bradley, right now, everything's falling for them. We already said they were shooting 42.5 for the game.
And now to the left corner for the wide open three. No good. That one there from Schluter. And a foul going down for the rebound. And it's going to be against Emmanuel Carr.
Yeah, Kayla Carter, the official, doing an outstanding job. We have a timeout on the court.
A timeout charge to the Flames, who trail by 22 to the Braves. With 626 remaining here in regulation. We'll be back to wrap this one up for 626 more of UIC Flames basketball here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
Not many people can say that they love their career, but I certainly do. I like helping the next generation of broadcasters discover their passion. How do you discover yours? Learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play and shoot and edit video. Get hands-on training on air and behind the scenes. You'll have a chance to get internships at radio or TV stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your career in 1 year. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So why waste another minute in a career that you don't love? Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Go to the website right now beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
My name.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
It's a 60-38 lead for the Bradley Braves over your UIC Flames with 6:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Alongside Dr. Pete Ferrari, I'm Ryan Fahey with you here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com as they just concluded the T-shirt toss here at the UIC Pavilion.
T-shirt time.
As in this fourth quarter, we really just seen Bradley, what they've been doing for the first three quarters, just kind of double down on it and really pull away.
Bradley, of course, shooting 4-for-6 in this fourth quarter. UIC 0-for-7. Buckets just aren't falling today, Ryan.
6:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. UIC trails by 22 to the Braves. And again, a program reminder coming up, we'll have men's basketball action later on tonight at 7 o'clock as they'll welcome in the Roosevelt Lakers. And that can all be caught right here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com and UICFlames.com as well. Braves windbound from underneath their own hoop as they lead by 22 with 6:26 to go here in regulation. It'll be Schluter to inbound as they rotate towards the top for Adelamuth and sliding forward and inside, and she's going to be called for the travel, the 5'6 junior from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So now Emmanuel Carr will bring it up across left to right. Emmanuel Carr guarded there by Johnson, goes to her right, now goes to Tony, now to Bird, now to the left corner for Lampley, driving baseline, floats one up. It's no good, but a foul called against Adelamuth.
I know there's 6 minutes left in the game, 22-point lead for Bradley. I'd like to see at this point, Ryan, and you can attest you've been at more of the Flames broadcasts than I. I'd like to see some of the other players maybe get an opportunity here just to see if their percentage can help this UIC Flames team. As we stated, 0-for-7 here in the fourth so far. They're getting some free throws, which is good. But just see if somebody can, spark a late rally in any fashion.
And again, one of the key things is that they don't have Terry Bender active today, and Todora Zagorak still dealing with the right hand injury she suffered back a few weeks ago at Fort Wayne. And those are two of your starting five players right there that you had towards the beginning of the season. So now you got Burrell trying to turn around, trying to find a teammate. She finally does. As she got that one there to Brockman, we get a whistle and a foul. That is going to go against the Flames. And that's going to go on Carlston Hamburg.
You know what, though? I want to and we have a substitution there, but I like that Carlston Hamburg is willing to play, willing to stretch that defense. She's willing to go out to the three-point lane. I will take that type of aggressive defense anyway than just giving shots.
Carlston Hamburg just checked out. Gabrielle Johnson comes in. 5:43 now, remaining in regulation. 60-39 our score inside the UIC Pavilion. Right corner now coming in for the two is Adelamuth. Back of the rim, no good. Lampley with the board. Lampley going through a couple of defenders up across. Now it's to Emmanuel Carr on the right corner. Carr now will rotate back towards the top at the free throw line. Goes around to her left side. Puts one up for the short two. No good off the front of the rim, but the rebound goes to Bird. And it'll go back to Emmanuel Carr to reset with a new shot clock. Emmanuel Carr now to her left side. Carr.
It's also a good opportunity right now to try some of your offensive sets.
And the shot long and over the back is going to go on Lampley, I believe.
I mean, give her credit. I mean, that was a reach.
Now they're going to call that actually on the Braves and Madison Adelamuth.
I mean, it was a bit of a tussle underneath the basket, so good job.
I know from
there.
Our vantage point it looked a little different. And we get a whistle, and before the inbound, that's a foul on Alona Johnson. She can't believe it because that's her fourth personal and that's the team's third of the quarter.
Ryan, we've been talking all day that the hand checks have been frequent for her. It was only a matter of time that it get called. I will say that was a very good eye roll she just gave while exiting the court.
Ryan Wilkins comes in for Johnson. And quickly off the inbound, the shot up there from Tony, no good. Offensive rebound, Gabrielle Johnson. Now it's Emmanuel Carr with under 5 minutes to go. She's got it at the top. She goes to her right with it, uses the screen, backs out to the right corner. Carr Bounce pass inside. Gabriel Johnson to the right corner, right outside the paint. Back to Emmanuel Carr. 12 seconds on the shot clock for the three. Rattles off the rim and no good. And the rebound there by Brockman. Back the other way, right corner. Pass inside for Burrell. Back out now, right wing. And the three in and out there from Delamuth. And the rebound there by Lampley.
I really like the play thus far by Lampley. Like, just, you know, playing tough, playing strong under the basket.
Johnson, left side of the paint, turns around and folds one up.
Good shot. Make the move to the... I wanted that all game. Great aggressive move.
Layup there for Johnson. USC's deficit cut to 19 as we approach the four-minute mark to go here in regulation. And a whistle as Wilkins was trying to drive to her right. Emmanuel Carr will be called for the foul. And I believe the bonus will be in effect now going the rest of the way. As that was the fifth team foul, and that was Emmanuel Carr's third personal.
I mean, if we look at points in the paint so far, 30 points in the paint for Bradley, 12 for UIC, but out of those 30 points in the paint, so many of them, Ryan, were in the first and second period.
As we're going to see a couple players check in as Lerma and Markert come back in for the Braves, as Delamuth and Brockman take a seat.
Last home game for the Flames is today before the new year. They're away at Oakland on the 29th at 3, and on New Year's Eve, noon game at Detroit Mercy, where they come back home the 5th and the 7th against Milwaukee and then Green Bay.
Emmanuel Carn out of the right side as we now are under 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Top of the key for three there was Bird. It was off the front of the rim, no good. Larmer with the board. Larmer just checked back in after getting a well-earned rest as she pulls up from the free throw line and the jumper's good. Boy, she had the rest, but the shot still has fallen for her. As Emmanuel Carr has it now across the timeline left to right. She goes down to the left side with it with 3:30 to go. Behind the back move with the floater off the front of the rim, not getting the roll. As Lampley drives right side, reverse, it falls in. Lampley with the layup there and the deficit now down to 20.
Good to see that UIC is still trying at the end of this. A lot of other. Oh!
And a steal by Lampley, and they're going to call that they're going to call a foul on the Braves, I believe. And they call that one on Sharice Burrell.
I like Lampley's play so far in this set. 5'11 freshman out of HF. I mean, when you look at some of the players on this team, you know, you got to look at what do you have now, what are you going to have in the future, and the fact that she is but a freshman. Carlson Hanberg, a freshman. Jack, 23, Jackson, a sophomore. You got a lot of good youth on this team.
Litchfield will inbound, and she just checked in for the Flames. As it'll go to Bird as we now approach 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Bird driving left side with a nice power move into the paint. 63-45 the score.
Bird only a sophomore as well.
And turning around with this one was Johnson on the left side. Brings it back out to the top. Guarded by Emmanuel Carr. Johnson wants to go to her left, try to use a screen, but Cam. And says she'll give it to Schluter in the left wing. Pass inside, turn around in the paint, back of the rim. And it gets the friendly bounce.
Just
at
the way
first, it looked like it wasn't going in, but it did.
Yeah, that's just the way this the rim's playing games on both teams today.
Emmanuel Carr back the other way to the right wing with 2:25. It's Litchfield driving left side, underhand layup attempt, no good, but a foul called underneath. Litchfield to be at the line for
what
two.
What I like about that move by Litchfield, again, 5'9 senior out of Champaign, Illinois, is show your team, yeah, we're down, yeah, might not win this one. There is no reason we need to slow down. There's no reason we can't stop attacking the rim. These are going to fall eventually.
As Litchfield at the line for the first free throw, it is up and gets the friendly rolling in. 65-46, Flames trail by 19 with 2:23 remaining. Litchfield at the line for the second free throw. It is up, and it is good. Brianna Gray now into the game for the Bradley Braves. First time seeing her this afternoon. As Johnson has it at the top. Now goes to the left side with it there to Schluter. Now back there to Gray. Pass deflected inside. Kept in by Emmanuel Carr for the steal. And she'll bring it up the other way left to right now as we approach 2 minutes to go. Litchfield driving baseline left side. Turns around to the paint for Johnson. Layup rolls in.
about time. About time one of those just fell. Just a little bit for the Flames.
65-49, Braves lead by 16. Johnson guarded by Emmanuel Carr. That one poked from behind, Lampley with the steal. Lampley will charge up left to right. Left side, drives in for the layup. Off
there
the glass
go.
And in. A little bit of momentum here now for the Flames with now under 100 seconds to go in the regulation period. It's Gray. Small press being shown by the Flames defensively in the backcourt. Braves do bring it up, though. Now to the right side. Taken there by Schluter. Now it's Johnson to the right side with it with 120 to go.
Push that deep. Look at that poke.
And Gray with the opportunity, but a missed layup wide open. Up ahead, though. Ooh. Oh, and the pass looking ahead for Litchfield just over her outstretched left arm. Goes out of play behind the hoop, and it is Braves basketball.
Almost hits one of our Illinois Media School camera operators.
It's Lonzo Wilson. Look out, Lonzo.
I love that Lonzo's like 7 feet tall, and he's got to hold the camera differently. I love it. All those skills you learn at the Illinois Media School.
No matter how tall you are. As Johnson brings it up across, looking to just kill some clock now as we have 1 minute to go here in regulation. Poked away for a moment, kept alive by Burrow. Back to Johnson now along the left side. 15 seconds on the shot clock, 65-51 Bradley. Johnson now driving to the right side, kicks out to the right corner. And
good
blocked
play.
There by Bird. And back the other way, Bird. It's a 2-on-0 to Lampley. Lampley with the right side layup up and in. 65-53. 41.6 go on the clock.
I am loving the way this team has fought in this fourth period.
As now Markert has it along the right wing, wants to go inside but can't. Litchfield now guarding Markert. Now pass inside.
Good tip. Good
deflects
tip.
Away. Markert gets it back though. Inside
steal
pass,
again.
Steal by Bird. Now it's Lampley. Shot clock turned off. Lampley floater up in it and one. It's now all of a sudden it's only a 10-point game. Lampley now going to the line for and one. As the foul was called on Markert, it's her fifth, so she's fouled out. Hold on just a second here, ladies and gentlemen.
Where's Tracy McGrady? Where's T-Mac?
A Hall of Fame nominee. As Lampley's at the line for and one to cut this to single digits. And the first one is up, and it's good. 65-56. Hold on a minute, folks.
Why not?
Amber Bozeman now comes into the game for Brianna Gray. And the press, yes, being shown here by UIC. Pass goes in, and it's stolen by Litchfield. Emmanuel Carr for the long three. Back of the rim, no good. Lampley trying to really jump high for the rebound. And it's recovered there by Bozeman. It's brought up across the timeline. 2 seconds and one. Layup is blocked, and that will do it.
Wow.
The final score is 65-56 in favor of the Bradley Braves. What a way to end it, though, for the Flames. You talk about them not giving up with the deficit, and they surely proved that here this afternoon.
Ryan, the word of this game is heart. UIC showed they have the heart to finish strong. They knew the shots weren't falling. They knew it. And then finally in the fourth, they said, we're just going to drive and drive and drive. The steals were unimaginable in the fourth period. Now you know you already have a nationally ranked team in terms of steals, and that's just going to go even – it's even going to go higher today. What an effort. And as we talked about, Ryan, you have so many young players on the team. This is a good – I hate to say the term good loss. But if you're going to lose, you need some bright spots. They were down by 20-plus points and only losing by 9 while shooting very poorly.
So for the Bradley Braves, they improved to 4-7 on the 2016 season, while UIC falls to 3-8. As Coach Miller is delivering a special message to the fans, we'll listen in for it.
You know, cheering us on today, so we could get a victory for you, but we'd love to see you back. After the New Year's, I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and safe travels, and also to our faculty and staff that came out today to support the team. Thank you so much.
Very nice message from UIC women's basketball coach Regina Miller, wishing the crowd and the faculty here a happy holidays and a happy new year. As this is the last home non-conference matchup of the season, Horizon League play will be the theme for 2017 in the calendar year, as our next women's basketball broadcast will be on January 5th when Milwaukee comes to town for a 7 p.m. tip. And for Bradley, they will have a New Year's Day match at Illinois State at 2 p.m.
With 6.5 remaining, I just want to point this out really quickly. With 6.5 remaining in the game, UIC 0-7, 0% field goal percentage. Ending the fourth with 33.3%, 7-21. Most teams would have been down and out going 0-7, ending up with 33% in that fourth. Tip your hat to the players for finishing strong.
Again, final score, 65-56. The Bradley Braves defeat your UIC Flames. The Flames fall to 3-8 on the year. Next home broadcast for women's basketball, January 5th against Milwaukee. And for Bradley, they have a New Year's Day game at ISU at 2 p.m. Pete, final thoughts before we sign off.
Well, it was fun to call the game with you, Ryan. The reserves got here just in time. Hashtag Cavalry. Glad to be a part of it. I really like this team. I've watched from home. I've listened. It's great to be a part of it. It's great to see them in person. And there's only one direction this team's going, and that's up.
Again, final score 65-56. Bradley, we'll be back with you tonight for men's basketball when the Roosevelt Lakers come to town. So for Dr. Pete Ferrari, I'm Ryan Fain. From all of us here at the Be On Air Network, have a great afternoon, and we'll see you back here tonight.
Dab. Yeah.